Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and a few times recently we have had New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett on to talk about the bailout bill, which he voted against. Garrett is a Republican from the 5th District, Sussex County, and parts of Morris and Hunterdon counties, and he is in a re-election campaign now that is considered competitive. We will talk now to his opponent, Democrat Dennis Shulman, a rabbi and psychologist. He was actually a guest on this show a few years ago as an author for his book, The Genius of Genesis. A psychoanalyst and rabbi examines the first book of the Bible, and he is here now as a candidate for Congress. Rabbi Shulman, welcome back to WNYC, and Happy New Year. I hope you atoned for all your sins yesterday.
I did. But, Brian, thank you so much for having me back. I really appreciate it.
I told the listeners, I think I need weeks, months. I only got through about Groundhog's Day in the atonement for last year. Now you can start committing new ones. Let me start with the bailout bill. Congressman Garrett was in a pretty small minority for voting no the second time around.
Correct.
What would you have done?
I would have. It's a tough bill to love. Let me put it that way. But when we think of the alternatives, it seemed to me that there was no question I would have voted yes, and because the possibility, the impact on people in my district and people throughout this country would have been disastrous not to do whatever we could do to ease up the credit crunch that really affects not only, of course, Wall Street, but affects even more significantly the small business owner, the farmer, the person looking for a college tuition loan, the person that works in an auto shop, a person who is looking for a new automobile. I mean, everybody in the society is affected by credit. We can't live without it, and it seems to me like this bill was the best way, not a perfect way, but the best way to make sure that, in fact, we were doing what we could do to ease up the credit market that was essentially in a crisis.
And it doesn't seem to be doing any good so far, this promise to spend $700 billion. I want to play a clip of Congressman Garrett from last week after the second no vote, where he said he realizes this is unpopular with some people in his district, but he cast it as a vote of conscience.
Well, as you know, my district has a lot of people who work on Main Street, work on Wall Street, and if you work on Wall Street, by and large, you were looking forward to the federal government taking some action. And since this was the one that the president was saying was the only game in town, there is some discouragement with my vote on by those people that I didn't take that action. When I sit down with them, explain to say that there were other alternatives that probably or possibly could have done a better job, and if we had held tough as a party to say to the president, no, let's do some of these other alternatives, some of them come around to my way of thinking, but they just wanted to see something done, and this was, as far as they were concerned, the only game in town.
So, you know, he pretty straight up there acknowledging that a lot of people wouldn't like this, but he thought it was the wrong thing for government to do, and it doesn't seem to be working so far. Any last thought on this before we go on to some other issues?
Well, I would say, I mean, look, what Garrett keeps on implying is that he had another plan. His other plan, the only plan that I'm aware of, is that he was going to have an investigation of why this happened. I mean, that would not ease the credit market. And besides the fact that I think most people know the answer of why this happened, it happened because there were these subprime mortgages that essentially were toxic paper. It seems to me that a member of Congress has one major sacred responsibility, and that is oversight. Garrett sat on the Financial Services Committee. He's been taking money from Countrywide Financial. He took a deed from Countrywide Financial. His chief of staff was a lobbyist for Countrywide Financial. I think there's no question in my mind why this happened. It happened because Garrett and other congressmen and women did not fulfill their major responsibility to people in my district and to the people in this country, maybe even to in the world economy, by doing what they should have been doing, which was overseeing the mortgage housing bubble. So it seems to me like when Garrett says, oh, he had another plan, I have never seen that other plan other than this supposed investigation of why this happened.
The district was represented by moderate Republican Marge Rockema for many years, but gradually became more conservative until Garrett, who is more conservative than Rockema, was elected in 2002.
I would disagree with your story just there.
Go ahead.
Can I give an alternative narrative?
Go ahead.
Marge Rockema was a moderate to liberal Republican, which is essentially an endangered species. You know, she was in the trend of Jacob Javits and people like that. Rockema retired because her party moved far to the right. Mm-hmm. The people in the district did not move far to the right.
But Garrett had run against her in primaries before that and was coming closer and closer. A lot of people think she didn't run again for her own seat because she was going to lose to an increasingly pro-conservative, pro-Garrett district.
Well, that's not what she said. And I'll tell you, people in this district one of the things I've been aware of in my listening tour throughout the district, every part of the district, people have a tremendous respect for Marge Rockema.
Right. But here's the bottom line, because we only have a few minutes. What makes you think the people of Sussex and Hunterdon and Morris counties want to return to Democratic Party policies by electing you?
Well, let's start. Hunterdon and Morris counties are not part of my district. It's Sussex, Warren, Bergen, and Passaic.
Oh, sorry.
Because basically everybody, Republican, Democrats, and Independents, are sick of the direction of this country, and they agree with Marge Rockema. Marge Rockema said, Scott Garrett is a right-wing extremist. He voted against stem cell. He voted against choice for women, even in the case of rape and incest. He voted against Head Start. He voted against aid for Katrina. As soon as people in this district realize that Scott Garrett is not Marge Rockema, that, in fact, I am the Marge Rockema candidate. I'm the sensible, moderate voice in this district, that, in fact, we have been receiving a tremendous amount of support. And people, as you know, Brian, are sick of the direction of this country, and Garrett represents the worst part of that.
Now, we've got about 2 minutes. Since you're a rabbi who wrote a book about Genesis, do you believe God created the heavens and the earth in, say, the same way that Sarah Palin does?
I don't think so. I've never spoken to Sarah Palin. I can't speak about that. But one of the arguments I made, and I remember when you did the interview, you actually were one of the only interviewers that actually read the book before you interviewed me, which I was very impressed by. But that basically,
time on my hands.
Basically, I believe that story and that extraordinary story is a genius story of poetry and philosophy and theology.
So obviously,
it's not meant to be an ancient newspaper article about or science article about the way the world was created.
So creationism, obviously, you don't think should be taught in public schools. Briefly, I guess you're pro-choice on abortion rights?
Oh, of course. I do consider all life sacred. But I also consider what I know. My wife is an obstetrician gynecologist. When she started her training, she was still doing rounds on wards of women who were dying of illegal abortions. I think there are ways to go through, to take life sacred, take life as sacred, and still support Roe versus Wade.
What's the number one thing you would want to do if elected to Congress?
The number one issue for me, and I think it's spelled out very strongly on ShulmanForCongress.com, if anybody wants to take a look at the positions, that the number one position is for me, of course, there's the issue of the war, there's the issue of the economy, there's the issue of energy. But my issue, the one that really irks me, is the way that disabled war vets are being treated in this country. As a psychologist, as a rabbi, and as a blind person, I am really disturbed by the way that this administration, with Garrett's support, has been treating our heroes who come home disabled.
All right. Dennis Shulman, rabbi, psychologist, now candidate for Congress in the 5th District in New Jersey. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.